USA News.
I'm Corey Myers. Tropical storm warnings being issued in Massachusetts as Hurricane Lee barrels toward New England. A tropical storm warning is currently in effect along the coast from Rhode Island to Maine. Forecasters are warning of wind gusts up to 60 miles an hour, surge flooding, and heavy rainfall. Lee currently a Category 1 hurricane, about 180 miles west of Bermuda. The National Weather Service, though, says Lee will pass offshore of New England tomorrow, but its impact will be felt far from the storm center because of its size. Hunter Biden indicted yesterday on federal firearms charges.
Court filing shows the president's son has been charged with three federal criminal counts. Two counts are related to Biden allegedly filing a form claiming he was not using drugs at the time he purchased the weapon in 2018. The third alleges he was in possession of a gun while using drugs. It's the first time the Justice Department has filed charges against the son of a U.S. president. The charges come after a plea deal fell apart earlier this summer with prosecutors.
Thousands of members of the United Automobile Workers Union went on strike today at three plants in the Midwestern states of Michigan, Missouri, and Ohio. The union and companies General Motors, Ford Motor, and Stellantis, and its parent company Chrysler remain deadlocked in negotiations over increases in wages in response to inflation, improvements to retiree pensions and health care, and a shorter work week. A luxury cruise ship that's been stuck for 3 days after running aground off the coast of Greenland was pulled free yesterday. It was rescued by a joint Arctic command. There have been no reports of injuries aboard the ship. This is USA News.
My ride smells just right.
I gotta try that Febreze car.
Just right. La, 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 la. Yeah. Picked up for 40 days of consistent scent. All over Febreze car clips right on your vent. Yeah, you know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. Yeah, it smells just right. Yeah, breathe happy Febreze. La, 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 la.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles, with and without laces, and most are machine washable. Find Skechers slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
A new study from Gallup and the Walton Family Foundation released yesterday found that members of Gen Z, those between the ages of 12 and 26, generally lack trust in political and societal institutions. The poll shows that institutions the generation does trust most are the military, the medical system, and science, while institutions with the least trust are the presidency, the news, and Congress. David Ermold and David Moore, the same-sex couple from Kentucky, suing former Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis for denying them marriage licenses on multiple occasions. Each has been awarded $50,000 in damages. Davis held that issuing the licenses would mean violating her Christian convictions against same-sex marriage. The Emmy award-winning series Stranger Things from Netflix has released a line of 7 ice cream flavors inspired by the Scoops Ahoy ice cream shop that's featured in the show's 3rd season. The new frozen treats, appropriately dubbed Scoops Ahoy ice cream, available exclusively at Walmart. Those 7 flavors are supposedly okay, including one made with activated charcoal. Taste testers say they aren't thrilled with the flavor, and it actually stains their teeth. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Chantrese, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.